Book 1, Folio, Chapter 4, Humpback. This whale is often seen on the northern American coast. He has been frequently captured there and towed into harbor. He has a great pack on him like a peddler, or you might call him the elephant and castle whale. At any rate, the popular name for him does not sufficiently distinguish him, since the sperm whale also has a hump, though a smaller one. His oil is not very valuable. He has baleen. He is the most gamesome and light-hearted of all whales, making more gay foam and white water generally than any other of them. Book 1, Folio, Chapter 5, Razorback. Of this whale little is known but his name. I have seen him at a distance off Cape Horn. Of a retiring nature, he eludes both hunters and philosophers. Though no coward, he has never yet shown any part of him but his back, which rises in a long, sharp ridge. Let him go. I know little more of him, and nor does anybody else. Book 1, Folio, Chapter 6, Sulphur Bottom. Another retiring gentleman, with a brimstone belly, doubtless got by scraping along the Tartarian tiles in some of his profounder divings. He is seldom seen, at least I have never seen him, except in the remoter southern seas, and then always at too great a distance to study his countenance. He is never chased. He would run away with rope walks of line. Prodigies are told of him. Adieu, Sulphur Bottom. I can say nothing more that is true of ye, nor can the oldest Nantucketer. Thus ends Book 1, Folio, and now begins Book 2, Octavo.